Welcome back to HistoryGuy.com's War and Conflicts Update. My name is Roger Lee. I am the History Guy of HistoryGuy.com. And today we're going to take a look at an anniversary of the Korean War. Earlier this summer, on June 25th, we marked the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War, which began on June 25th, 1950. Tomorrow is July 27th, 2020, and the Korean War came to an end, sort of, on July 27th, 1953, which is 67 years ago. Now, if you pay attention at all to current events, you are aware that North Korea gets in the news a lot, and we're going to talk a little bit about the after effects of the Korean War and how it affects the world today. So one of the interesting things about the ending of the Korean War in 1953 in July was that there was no peace treaty signed. It was basically an armistice, a prolonged ceasefire, as it were, and there have been several incidents of major violence between North and South Korea, also involving the United States, over the past 67 years since the, quote, Korean War, end quote, ended. So let's review a little bit about what happened in Korea, and we'll talk a little bit about how this affects the world today. So when the war began on June 25th, 1950, with the North Korean invasion of South Korea, as mentioned before, this is where they never really ended, and it still threatens to erupt in major military conflict today. North Korea has nuclear weapons. Their current dictator, Kim Jong-un, threatens to use them every now and then. So the war in Korea, 1950 to 1953, was an unusual and unique conflict in many regards, not the least of which is the fact that the war technically never ended, but is only on hiatus with an armistice. And unlike many other more, quote, typical wars, the non-outcome of the Korean War continues to haunt East Asia, the U.S., and in a sense, the whole world today. When North Korea's communist dictator, Kim Il-sung, launched his invasion of South Korea on June 25, 1950, he set in motion a conflict that would engage much of the world. By the end of 1950, the United States and over a dozen other nations, including the United Kingdom, France, Canada, Australia, Turkey, and other members of the so-called free world were fighting to preserve South Korean independence under the authority of the United Nations. Also, by the end of 1950, the world's most populous nation, China, entered the war on the communist side. China had only recently become a fully communist country in October of 1949, with the end of the very long Chinese Civil War, in which the Chinese communists, led by Mao Zedong, defeated the nationalist or Kuomintang forces of General Chiang Kai-shek. Chiang and his nationalist army decamped from mainland China to the island of Formosa, which is now known as Taiwan. And that is also a conflict that has never really been resolved, as the Taiwanese say that they are an independent nation, in a sense, though they still call themselves the Republic of China. And the People's Republic of China, which is the mainland, claims that Taiwan is still part of China and says that they, at some point, they're going to reunify. But that's another topic for another podcast session. So back to the Korean War. So when China entered the communist side, they were not alone. They also, the Soviet Union also was heavily involved. And the Soviets, which basically is what we now call Russia, plus a lot of other areas that broke away. Soviet Union was a communist nation. The Soviets provided material, moral support, and diplomatic support for the communist war effort. In a little known fact, Soviet pilots were aiding the North Koreans by flying North Korean warplanes as they battled the UN air forces. All of this made the Korean War a potential starting point for a new world war in the 1950s, with potentially disastrous consequences, as both the U.S. and by then the Soviets possessed atomic bombs. Millions of people died in the Korean War, including over 33,000 American troops. The Korean War, while very significant historically, is often left out of the popular consciousness in America because it is sandwiched between the successful and relatively popular Second World War and the unsuccessful and relatively unpopular Vietnam War. This is despite the fact that, in many ways, the Korean conflict and the fact that it never truly ended has had more far-reaching effects on world history and the current world situation than the Vietnam War or most of the other Cold War conflicts fought by the U.S. and the Allies have had. For example, survival of the North Korean regime allowed the Kim family dynasty of dictators to develop nuclear weapons, with which they now threaten and harass not just South Korea, but also Japan and the United States. In addition, the North Koreans are known proliferators of their nuclear technology, with links to the nuclear programs of Pakistan, Iran, and Syria. And every few years, actual combat breaks out between North and South Korean forces, always as a result of a North Korean provocation. In the 1960s, the U.S. and South Korean troops along the demilitarized zone, separating the two warring Koreas, called the DMZ, waged a defensive war against North Korean infiltrators for several years. In 1968, North Korean forces seized a U.S. naval ship, the USS Pueblo, which was spying on the North Korean coast, but had held the crew captive for nearly a year. In the 1970s, North Korean troops attacked some American soldiers with axes, causing American fatalities. In the 1980s, a North Korean submarine landed a large force of commandos inside South Korea, leading to running gun battles throughout the South Korean countryside as South Korean security forces chased down these North Korean commandos. In the 21st century, North Korea has sunk a South Korean naval ship and bombarded a South Korean island with an artillery barrage. While these Korean border conflicts continue to occur, the actions and statements of the mysterious and perhaps unstable North Korean leader leaves the world wondering just what North Korea may do next. North Korea is now ruled by a Kim of the third generation of dictators. Under the latest Kim, frequent threats of war against the U.S., South Korea, and Japan are an almost monthly occurrence. The Korean War began in the hills and fields of Korea 70 years ago, June. It's still being fought in many ways today. Except that while the weapons of 1950 were for the most part leftovers from World War II, though we did have jets, and so did the communists, the weapons of today with which Kim Jong-un, the North Korean tyrant, threatens to use on his neighbors and enemies are the weapons of a long-feared Third World War. Unfortunately, there is no easily seen solution to this ongoing instability in North Korea. A new, or rather continued, Korean War of the 21st century would be exponentially more destructive and deadly, potentially the most dangerous, deadliest war in world history. Will the same situation threaten the world when we come to the 75th anniversary of the war's start and the 70th anniversary of this war's end? Or do we need to fear the next generation of Kim dictators as we move forward toward 100th anniversaries? Only time will tell. But the threat of a new nuclear Korean War may always be with us. So the Korean War, as our grandfathers knew it in the 1950s, ended in 1953 on July 27th. But the war itself really has continued ever since, just in different ways. So if you think about it, the ending of that war and the beginning are well within the lifetime and the memory of a lot of people living today. My own uncle, my oldest uncle, served in that war. He's since passed away, but only recently. When I was in high school, I had several teachers who were veterans of that war. One of them was a Marine who walked out of the Chosin Reservoir along with the rest of the Marine Corps forces there. Survived Frozen Chosin. He didn't like talking about his experiences that much. And anyone who's talked to veterans, war combat veterans at any length, knows that that is still something many of them are careful to talk about. So war has a lasting effect, and this war in particular is still within living memory. Let us hope and pray that we do not see a new Korean War, because with the advent of nuclear weapons, that would potentially be the worst war. This has been a historical look back at a current conflict. The North Korean conflict is still ongoing. And this is Roger Lee with HistoryGuy.com. We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. If you did, please subscribe to us. And we will be back again with more history and war and conflict updates soon.